Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
I'm popping in pros on 144 spokes at no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. Hit the club with thugs, triple O's blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's best you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was going through the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap game with fame like Danish Dane. Switch them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state with you popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four lights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a fee for lying.
Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey baby,
get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead. Fresh and clean, 6-1 footer, bling and chain. You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make you wet, make you bang when she working the thing. All the mamas, that's it, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my clique about to do some things. That guy, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the 8, then I'm using the chase. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the dirt. Matter of fact, let me hit it, I'm passing it right back. I feel it, feel it good right now. Laced up in the fat form, I'm wilding out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club, get rowdy, rap. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burn your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey, lady.
Get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Rolling on the
club, on the
road. Rolling.
And I got a pocket full of fun.
A pocket full of fun.
I gotta keep it 100. Part of you bad, new waistline, and I'm
with your keep it 100. We got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
Keep it 100. You already know what I'm trying to
what
do.
What I'm trying to do.
That a lying safe. I got a mansion by the lake where we can escape. Sex appeal in your thick with a little low weight. Baby, I drive diesels, make the bumper shake. You dealing with the boss, daddy, I stack cake. Separate from the fake, time to matriculate. If you don't wanna be with that loser, you ain't got it. I could build you a crib in the middle of Nevada. Pulling up a Bentley, jumping out of Prada. Sexy boss chick, 10 carats on the wrist. Move your hips to the bass drum kick. Ain't a spot on your body that I won't kiss. Loose lips sink ships and they cut so swift. I ask anybody, I'ma plead the fifth. I know your friends don't understand it, but baby, don't panic.
100, try to you bad. New waistline and I want your keep it 100. We got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
Keep it 100. You already know what I'm trying to
what
do.
What I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
So we don't fight the feeling, it's your night. Put the champagne in the sky, live your life. You ain't gotta go home to the fuss and the fight. I could be your teddy bear, mama, squeeze me tight. You can wake up to the sunshine with love in your eyes. Float like a butterfly, no sweat on your mind. Calling into any time, I'ma get the feeling right. The grown ass man, he ain't gotta never lie. Trust in the plan, grab my hand, let's break to the exit. Take this chance, after the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire, throw your worries in the air. Hit the red carpet, paparazzi waiting there. Hot like lava rock, you don't need to Photoshop. MySpace, Facebook, baby girl got a lot. Sex, stick, diva, licking on the lollipop.
100, you bad, new waistline and I want your
100,
he got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman. From the club to the car to the hotel, and if you want, baby, you can bring a friend. I'ma make it feel good all night. I'm not your man, baby. I'ma do it right.
When I'm committed, big feet ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a sister. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag like deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck one being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends, cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, y'all can have it. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen, truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrade. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion.
Fashion.
It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
It's been a pleasure. 26 and the waist mean hold on forever. BTW, I just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna stack and when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother thoughts come last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church. With the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis foreign boots with the Moai purse. Classy and forever, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a polar grid, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what's anonymous.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why, it up. Why when you can, it up. When you can, bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design. EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yo, what the deal is. Damn, instrumental is low as hell today. What the hell's up, man? True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. That was my triple peep right there. That was my boy Big T, man. We went to elementary school together, you know what I'm saying? So we went to triple three. That's the triple three. All three, that was all Big T right there, you know, the first three songs. You know, that's how we going to be doing it on Wednesday. We'll pop three of them out by artist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. I was going to
Uh-oh. Well, on the line, we got DJ Ev Love, JoJo Loco.
Ew.
The fuck's up?
Loco.
What it do?
What's up, family?
What up, man? What you doing, something? Oh, you must kill yourself in time.
So what's the question? What's the deal for the day?
Nah. I don't know. Depending on how everything work out, it's a couple of things I'm gonna get off my chest tonight.
That's what's up.
I feel you on that.
You know, if there's something, matter of fact, they go, my boy 86 is in the building. 86 is in the building.
What's up?
Yeah. What, you hear that crowd clapping for you, man?
Yeah. That's what's up. I hear that, man.
They out there giving it up for you, man. What the deal is?
I hear that. Can't call it, man. Just tapping in. I'm tardy to class, but I'm here. How's everybody?
I'm not just right yet. I'm doing a radio show. I'll be in there when I play a song.
Oh,
I'm good.
It's all groovy over here, man. He said he's takes a lie.
I called on the other phone talking about trying to give me some goddamn goodies.
What kind of goodies you get, man?
Man, you got some kind of chocolate covered marshmallow something.
Like, she got it with that THC blast?
I don't know what it is. But nigga, you know, on Valentine's Day, he bought me so much motherfucking candy. I was like, boy, you try to make all my teeth fall out.
That's just that weed edible.
Nah, nigga, I'm talking about Valentine's candy hearts and big boxes and all kind of shit.
What?
I got bags and bags, and I got so much motherfucking candy, I probably give it away on goddamn above Halloween.
Shit.
That's why I tell people, don't give me candy on Valentine's. I'm not gonna eat it.
What's up? You don't like the sweet? You ain't got the sweet tooth, JoJo?
No, you know what I mean? I do. It's just what I wanted. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
if
me.
I sit there and get like a big ass bag of candy, I'll fuck around and eat that whole bag of candy in one day. Especially
when they're good burning.
Hell yeah.
You know the thing that fucked me up is Jolly Ranchers, nigga. If I got a bag of Jolly Ranchers, it's all like a motherfucker.
Let me ask you this, man. Do you suck the Jolly Ranchers until the flavor gone, or do you bite them?
No,
wait,
I,
hold on. How you ask another man if you suck the Jolly Ranchers?
I know what he meant.
Yeah.
Don't go there, but see, I knew JoJo couldn't hold that shit. He had to go let that shit out.
Hey, JoJo been waiting to bust my ass. You know that.
Hey, look. Hey, see, that's another wrong thing. Don't say that.
Hold on, wait a minute. For the record.
I ain't been on the truth in a while. I forgot. I gotta watch my language over here. Y'all done got
wrong. Ain't nobody gonna suck nothing until the flavor gone. And ain't nobody busting no ass.
Square business.
Nah, but them Jolly Ranchers, man, the thing about Jolly Ranchers is my favorite ones is the blue ones, right? If I put the blue one in and I put a cherry one in together, oh man, that shit is fire.
Yo.
They go so fast because I eat two at a time most of the time because I mix the flavors up.
Yeah.
You need to try cherry, apple, and strawberry or watermelon together.
I ain't putting all four of them motherfuckers. Nah. I got to go two at a time because then they going to go even faster. I'll be like, my wife's going to be like, baby, where you going? I got to go back to the 99 cent store and get some more Jolly Ranch.
Say. After that extendo, them hoes hit just proper though.
Oh yeah, man. And the damn gummy bears.
No,
hey,
no,
hey, not
no.
Proper.
Yeah, see, those, all that shit gets slaughtered, nigga. It's manslaughter like a motherfucker, boy. Jolly Rashes and gummy bears.
That nigga made me want to go to the dollar store. You can file all over the food stamps right now. Thank you, Joe Biden.
I want to go get some Twizzlers.
Huh?
I'm about to go get me some Twizzlers
now. Ah, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, when you got something that you be hooked on, you know what? See, even something else. My wife, she went to the Dollar Tree and got a these bags are like spearmint, like mint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I be fucking them mints up. If I eat one, I gotta eat about 10 or 15 of them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so. But yeah, man. Everything is gravy, man, over here. On the truth, man. We, 86, what you up to, man?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. I had hit you earlier. Shoot, I've been, it's raining. The weather's kind of bad out here. So I was all trying to edit some of my old footage, you know, get it converted from these 8mm over to like to DVD, some old show footage and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of my little idle time, you know.
I hear you. Yeah, too. You've been calling me all the time, so you're part of the fam now. You ain't got to sit there and be quiet. Feel free to jump in whenever you feel.
He was my quiet replacement.
Nah.
I was MIA for a minute, man. They had me going through the tunnel.
Hey, the only good thing about going through the tunnel is if you come out the other side.
Exactly. I got to see the light again.
Or if you're scared, front.
Hell yeah.
We got DJ Have Love, JoJo Loco, and your cell phone here, man. It's only us holding it down right now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else show up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting dressed like they going to the club.
Yeah, you know, Sweepy got to get a hair done. She'll be here in a minute with a bell, though. She getting bopped up for the night. You know, she got to come in with a sexy voice. She be also sexy. I thought Sweet People would be gonna change and be, you know, kind of a little more. She can't let that sickness go.
No, man, that's just her damn voice. She can't help it. That's like Mission Life. When we went out to do that show at Redondo Beach, me and my son went, and so we was talking to her, and she said hi. And my son was like, damn, she really talk like that. I'm like, damn, we thought she was kidding. That's her voice.
Don't talk at all.
Mm-mm. That motherfucker could sag. That nigga was in love. Yeah, that motherfucking Mr. Lady getting it in. I remember when I first met her, it's crazy. Because this nigga that we know named Lonzo, he the one that brought her out here, right? So one day, me and my boy Fila, we was getting ready to go and do Candyman. Dr. Dre produced a song called Money Talks for Candyman. And Lonzo had the studio in the backyard. So when we went through the house, you know, he was like, hey, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? We, you know, everybody giving dap. And he said, this is one of my new artists. Her name is Missy Lake. You know what I'm saying? And she was on the couch looking raggedy as hell, baby. I'm talking like she was straight, nigga. They pulled her straight out the country, my nigga. I'm talking like probably deeper than country or than y'all country.
Back in the boonies, huh?
Back in the boonies. So
he's got her in the swampland and the bayou.
Man, they pulled her from somewhere. And then she said, hello. Oh, I fell the fuck out laughing. I'm like, that's your voice? She said, yeah. Everybody say that. And I was like, whoa. They can't wake up.
But she was fine, though. She was fine.
Oh, yeah. No, but she was raggedy when I first saw her. When I first met her, she was, boy, she was nigga. Nigga.
What'd you say?
How old was she?
She like one
How
of
was she?
She like one of them tall boys.
Let me see. I'm older than her. I swear she had to be about 18. Something like that. She's about 18.
Yeah,
I know Lonzo wouldn't have had nobody younger in his house like that. You know what I'm saying? She had to be at least 18.
Mm-hmm.
Or the borderline of 18.
Yeah, she probably kissing it in the ass. Kissing 18 in the ass.
16 and 3/4.
Yeah.
Hell no.
17 and 3.
But shit, man, she came the fuck up. She came the fuck up. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? That, she's so different from that little country-ass girl that was sitting on that nigga's couch. And then, at
so
that time, I
now?
Never heard her sing. Oh, she's just doing some shows and all that stuff, man. She's been doing shows. You'd be surprised on how many people. Well, I mean, hell, not recently. Because of Corona shit, but before that, yeah, we went down there and kicked it with all the motherfuckers. All the motherfuckers still do shows. I remember when Tone Loc called me and wanted me to go on tour with him, and I was like, nigga, you still tour? He said, yeah, every goddamn day, seem like it.
I think it sounds like he got cancer in the throat.
I don't know. I guess, hey, look, see, you talk about voices. That's just the way Missy Lay sound like she got something stuck in her shit. A little whistle or something. That nigga Tone.
Sound like
he's
them things.
Yeah, that nigga Tone, that motherfucker just got a growl to his shit.
And then he's on DMA like,
yeah, what up, bro?
He might get mad, right. And be like, I'm hot.
Hey, look. They gonna kick us off this bitch again.
Hey, we better find somebody.
We ain't got no more Donald Trump jokes, so they can't kick us off now.
All right. So hey, since we ain't got
that's what
you
it
know
was.
What?
All the Trump shit.
Hey, and on that note, you know what? I want to thank y'all for voting for Joe Biden, because ever since he's been in office, he began us shit ever since then.
Yeah.
Everybody
other than Trump, but at the same time, I still don't trust none of them bastards.
I don't either. I think it's a kid. I told somebody the other day, I said it's a catch behind them giving us all this money at one time at this time of the year. I said, what? So she going to...
Let me tell you what it is, and nobody peep out the whole situation. Now check this out. You notice ain't no more test centers like it was talking, oh, go get your test and all that shit. Now it's a vaccine, right? All we was doing was getting paid for our services and checking on the vaccine. That's all it was. Because they give you the vaccine, then they give you the coronavirus.
Right.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, a great synopsis, because I went to the hospital last night. I went to the ER about 4 o'clock this morning, 4 or 5 o'clock this morning, and I called the 911 service, and I said, "Ma'am, I want to be honest with you. I really want to know the symptoms, the actual symptoms of COVID-19. I say, before you call EMS, because I don't want to put anyone in danger. If I got it, I'm going to just quarantine myself in my apartment. But I need to know the exact." And she said, "Well, if you feel like you have those these entities, let me know, and I'll send someone over and we'll get you to the hospital." And I put it off for about an hour and a half, and then I finally called her back, and I said, "Look, send me an ambulance." And they took me to the hospital last night, and, you know, lo and behold, I did not have the COVID. It was just a minor infection, sinus infection.
You stop smoking all that shit, nigga. You smoking some shit that makes you take
advantage. Actually, you know what I feel like it was? I feel like it was withdrawal because I hadn't smoked nothing in so long. You know, trying to get back on track and stuff, so I've been trying to do right. You know what I'm saying?
Smoke.
Yeah, I ain't been drinking as much. I ain't been smoking nothing but the food. I'm trying.
I'm
trying. I had to test my waters and come back with my brothers tonight. Well, you know, on the first four. Usually, I catch the show in episodes, those spurts, because I was scared. I just knew y'all had some. I was coming to the Children of the Corn when I come back to the True West.
No. Oh, we gonna.
I
have
see everybody over there got some blades.
Hold on. Oh no, we go have some jokes for your ass, and we go. Yeah, you ain't out the woods yet, nigga.
I know. It's still early.
You know.
I'm sitting up here now. I'm just looking at the board scratch, and they done changed the dynamics of the view of the board. So it's harder for me to read now because I ain't got my bifocals.
Well, goddamn, it don't look different. You can't see.
I'm in your corner, convention.
No,
we
don't
need
to be on my boat.
The blind leading the blind.
Hey, we got a boat over here. Me and everyone, we don't want everybody to get on it. We just started this show.
And I'm going to be the one to tell you, I don't even want to ride on y'all boat, nigga. I stand on the goddamn curb and be waving at y'all while y'all going off the sea or whatever the fuck. I'll keep y'all boat, nigga.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't going to sit still until the sea was gone.
Man, so you know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to bust it to another three. I think I'm going to do 86 threes.
Right there.
Make out to find it first. And I still got a couple of more minutes for this song. I ain't trying to use all of these damn new instrumentals up. Shit.
It won't sound good, man. You know, just sitting back listening, man. You have put in some work since I've been gone.
You been taking off.
Nah, the motherfucker. The thing about it was I got into this track spurt, you know, and I'm making at least one or two a day, you know, and
yeah.
I still got a whole lot more of them. I told 86 I was gonna send them some more. My bad. I'm gonna get them to you though. I got them. They right here.
I just got
to put some salt on there. So, you know, I keep on tasting the pot, and you know what I'm saying? There's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to throw a couple of more ingredients in the pot, and then I'll be ready. Then you too, confetti. I still owe
no,
you
exactly.
two of them. I still owe you two more, so.
I'm in blind faith. You good?
I got you. I just want to make sure, you know, all my my people was taken care of.
Right.
Because then motherfucker like Ivory Bacardi and Chris, he told me the other day, it took you a year to make me a track. I was like, nigga, it's taking you more years to write the motherfucker. So, yeah.
But, you know, one while Chris was dropping them, he was like, back to back. You like had a new song every other day.
Well, he married now, so you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's what happened. That's what happened when your grandma sits at your table and tell you better eat some sweet peas.
Now, that's what happened when you had a woman take the hustle out.
No, but see, the good thing about that is, you know, she understands what the nigga do. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's hard when you got a woman that is not in your realm, because my wife ain't in my realm at all, but she let me do what I got to do. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to music, she ain't got shit to do. I be like, look, all you got to do is do this. She say, nope, that's your world. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know what I mean? So when you get a woman that's doing what into what you into, and y'all helping each other out, you grow fast. You know what I mean? So, and 99% of motherfuckers ain't got it like that. Hell, 50% of the 99 motherfuckers, they fighting with their girl every day because they got to go to the studio.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
45 minutes a day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that relationship. Hey, make you feel like you miserable for what you do. Yeah, man, get away
from you. See, so that's the thing, you know, because, I mean, for us fortunate, us that's married, which would be, you know, 86 and myself, we got some miles, you know what I'm saying? We got miles, mm-hmm. So it's a little different. But, you know, for y'all who ain't married, I advise you, you know what I'm saying, make sure you got the right one before you do it, because if you don't,
hey,
shit can go bad. Real bad.
Why you think I'm over here like this?
Long time ago.
Well, we ain't getting that, man. Let me bust some of this 86 out, man. We gonna give him a threefer, and then we gonna be right back on True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. I about damn near forgot the damn phone number. I ain't called so many. Took in a long while. Even though, you know, it's on my cell phone, so all I gotta do is hit the radio show button. Damn, I damn near forgot the damn and then damn number staring me in the face too. Man, we get ready to get into a couple of 86s. We gonna give them a threefer, and we gonna be back on True West Radio.
Yes, sir.
In about 10-15 minutes. Give a take. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. 86. Let's see. When it's over, I'm gonna play that one first. Then I'm going to work my way down. Here we go.
I hate to make this like a sad story, but it's real. Because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's bad. Bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop.
Wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Man, why not see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vowed to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Face in the
a pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's the pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like, damn.
Promise you won't stand a chance, cause both of us gonna be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bases promise that we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took it from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. The tailor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Danny T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game of fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Everything.
I spit live.
driver. You ain't gotta hype it. It's all in my brain. I ain't gotta type it. Everything wet. Fuck everything else. Do this shit to death. Run these streets by myself. Speak any train robber. OE zipper. Old nigga still got hoes on the zipper. I'm off my meds. Got the doc looking for me. But I'm back on the block getting money with the homies. I can't change, won't change. Still getting bread. In the back of the lack, nigga still getting head. I can switch teams like LeBron and still getting rain. You can do what you want to when you move like the king. What's wrong with me? Throw them dubs in the air. That's how it go down when it's bud in the air. It's enough to go round, cause it's love in here. But if you niggas act up, I dump slugs in here. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. No horses or anything with wheels. Ride no niggas who think they got skills or got deals. Assassins in my squad. Lyrical terror, a smoke from the raw. 6 million ways. You know the rest of the phrase. Choose one, we make it count when it pays. Who stays, who go, who high, who froze. Y'all know the business and everybody knows. True West, True West, that's what I'm yelling, no secret. Every single day I yell it frequent. That's what I love, like my neph so fly. I'ma ride with my crew to the day that I die. Some defect, but I'm staying right here. Hands on knowledge and a hand on the beer. Disrespect the truth, I think that you might've. You are what you are, but what you not is a rider. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. Fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders. Everything West, nigga, we riders. We do this shit to death, nigga, we riders. I fuck with True West, nigga, we riders. Fuck everything else, nigga, we riders.
Tell him the fact. Any nigga that ever looked at me wrong owes me money or ever said any jealous.
For life, I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
Yo, dog, I got you. Nigga, you my comrade. If you need some money, I'll at me when you down bad. My niggas locked down because the judge said they crooks. So I'ma show them love, hit some money on your books. We ain't forgot about you, we still reminisce on the days we used to blaze and the days we hit licks. We're trains and get brains from all kind of chicks. And I love you, nigga, not just because you didn't snitch.
Cause you my ASAP, nigga. My nigga, I gotta pay back, nigga. Way back like Maybach, nigga. The days back, nigga, we old one. Get us some cuss so we can blow some. Go to the game so we never trust no one. We bang that Folsom. Watching the ass reppin' chosen to click for life. I'm a city no nice. And for my niggas block, nigga who ain't living the right. Niggas get jacked and get killed damn every night.
Me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call. I said, me and my niggas gon' ride. Nigga, you my dog, you my ace, you my nigga for life. I said, me and my niggas gon' ball. Whenever that you down, all you gotta do is give me a call.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can spat it up.
Yeah. True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixing and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Thought them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
We got DJ Love, he in the building. My boy 86 in the building. And we also got JoJo Loco in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what I'm talking about. This motherfucker got a song with Ray J singing on the motherfucker 86. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to hold it in the archive, man. And just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We gonna get it bubbling, man. We gonna be bubbling around this joint pretty soon.
Yeah,
you just got.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, what we gotta do is we just gotta get ready for that summertime. Hopefully, you know, because you know we was just talking about them COVID shots. So I'm saying to myself, I'm like, hell, if everybody gets the COVID shot, well, I gotta get one. I ain't got it.
Yeah, you know? You know what? They tried to give me this shit yesterday. I wouldn't take it. Well, this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell y'all what. If the motherfuckers say they gonna give it to me, I'm gonna take it. Fuck it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I left the emergency room this morning about 9 o'clock. I went in about 5:40 because I mean, you know, it was to the point, you know, I had a fever and was sort of shivering and shit, you know, dry sweating, and it was just out of curiosity. Because I really didn't know, and so many people have passed on, taking this COVID lightly, taking this actual common cold, and trying to treat it as such. So, you know.
You kind of know the difference between cold, flu, and COVID.
Because
one thing about the cold and the flu, it don't stop your breathing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? COVID, that shit, you be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
If I can't breathe, I don't give a damn if COVID wasn't out. If I couldn't breathe, I'm calling somebody.
I'm asking, do you know what snuffles are? Like when you're breathing and all of a sudden you stop breathing for a minute and you take a real deep gas.
Yeah.
And it sends you into a panic attack.
Yeah.
Only if you panic.
Yeah, well, that's where I was because from a young age, I used to be smothered. My people used to try to smother me as a baby.
Oh,
yeah, I was the feel over the face thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime my breathing gets cut off, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
something that really, really fears me.
Well, yeah, well, when you can't breathe, nigga, that's part of what you do all day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? For all these years you've been alive. So, when you're fucking your breathing, I'll fuck in. Because you know what? Like, when you roll up in the hospital, and if you go to the emergency, you say, I can't breathe, them motherfuckers take you straight to the back. Fuck all that waiting outside. If you say, I got a chest pain, they take you right to the back. Fuck all that waiting outside.
Right.
Certain things them motherfuckers tell you. If not, you be sitting out there dying in the emergency room. Like, motherfucker, this takes too long. But if you can't breathe or you got a heart problem or something, them motherfuckers take you straight to the back.
Yeah. And that's how they done me yesterday. They took me straight into a room last night. And it was kind of odd because the room was like one of those surgical rooms where they got the big light up over you and shit. And I was like, man, I hope they don't have to do no emergency. It was a closed, small room. So I was kind of claustrophobic, and that was fucking with me, too. But you know, we made it through. It was all right. I really just needed that steroid that they give to break everything down. I was in the last stages anyway. So, you know, I just got the little sore throat from coughing so much now. But I'm good, you know. Thanks to the Almighty.
Cause I mean, too, you know, I want to throw his business out of the street, but 86 had that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when I was cooking fish one day, that motherfucker was like, "Oh no, you not," because he said, "Sprack, I can't taste shit." Remember when you said, "I can't taste nothing."
Nothing, couldn't smell, man, and it was miserable, man. That was the worst part of it. So, you know, I didn't have the sick symptoms from a cold or flu, but like that part of it will let you know that it's a different thing. When you lose total smell and taste, that lets you know, you know what I'm saying? And then,
I think I'd have been drunk as fuck, because I just got me a bottle of something. I've just been drinking it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? When you get that alcohol taste,
man.
I'd have blocked all that shit. I'd just been like, yeah!
I didn't want to do nothing, but just like, and I started thinking about like all the years of smoking. I said, man, this is the time when I don't even strong lungs, and I done smoking. And weakened my lungs from smoking and shit. Here I am, you know? But I said, you know, all the risks that we took in life, I said, damn, air's going to take me out, breathing going to take me out. I said, damn, that's risk.
Well, I hate to say it, but I'll smoke to that, because I'm about to light me a goddamn cigarette right now after I go get me another beer. But in any case, man, you know, it's not a death sentence. Everybody think it's a fucking death sentence when you get it, you know, because if you got, you know, a whole lot of other problems, it's a little bit more dangerous, but it's not a death sentence because my auntie got it. She had it rather, and it was crazy because my wife take care of her and my other auntie, and both my aunties caught it. My wife was down there in the mix, so she came in there one day like, "We got a quarantine." I'm like, "Why?" Like, "Both of your aunties got the fucking corona," and I just left them down there. So I'm like, "Me, I don't hit the panic button. I'm quarantining every day anyway. Shit, it don't matter." You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not a death sentence, everybody. Y'all just out there listening to this. It ain't a death sentence. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you know what I'm saying, try not to give it to somebody else. That's the whole thing. If you can't breathe, take your ass to the spittle. Because that's what I'll do. Nigga, put on, 911, I jump in the car and have my wife take me, whatever the fuck I gotta do if I can't breathe. But it's not a death sentence. My auntie, she was acting like she was, "Oh, I think I'm gonna die." I'm like, "Man, if you don't shut that bullshit up, cause you sitting up there, man, you can't, don't put a dime on a nickel sack." That's all I'm saying.
The power of the human will is strong too. When they give you a sugar pill, tell you it's gonna make you feel better, and your mind start, you know, tricking your body to start feeling better. Then it's the same thing. You just gotta be like, "Man, I'm gonna beat this shit." And just know, some won't take us out, but we keep on living. So we just gotta be, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody gonna respond to shit different anyway. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to any kind of ailment. You know, it's a whole lot of people that got ailments that my body probably couldn't handle. You know what I mean? And it's like one of my homeboys, you know, he older, he up in his 60s, mid-60s, late 60s, and he caught cancer and he beat that shit. So I'm just thinking to myself like, shit, I don't know about it. If my body take that shit, I don't know. You don't know until you get it and conquer shit, you know what I mean? So that's all that is, man. But I'm glad, I'm glad that you went in there and they said you was cool.
Yeah, man. It was scary, you know, because really and truly, I've been up actually for a total of 3 days. I've not been asleep. Your nose off, you stop breathing, you wake up. That's all I've been doing for the past 3 days.
Yeah,
you need to lay at a 45 degree angle to give you some proper oxygen and some sleep.
Exactly. So tonight is me in the wheelchair in the hall.
No, shit.
I put my wheelchair in the hall right there by the restroom, so I ain't got to go far to pee. for the filter.
Well, then if you get something you can put your foot up on too, you know what I'm saying? That make it a whole lot better too. You got your feet.
Yeah,
up
that's because my feet right now are like little bowling balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to hook is in mid transformation when you first bust out his shoes, how they puff up. That's what my feet look like right now.
Yeah. Now ain't no laugh about it.
I got hooked feet. It's really not because my circulation is real bad and my body is real swole right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like my left leg is full of fluid. I can feel it. So, you know, it's a change of strategy tonight. So tonight I gotta go old school and give me 2 pee buckets and take a fluid pill to go to sleep. So that I can get something that once I lay down, that fluid can run that mucus out of my lungs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
man, you'll be straight. I mean, you know, there's all kind of different strategies you use when you sick, and then you got.
Drink you some green tea with some lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what I've been drinking. I've been drinking lemon and a lime water boiled. Drinking hot. That shit break this shit up like monotony. Wow.
But you got to think about it. The green tea is natural, and they got oxygen and shit in there that is going to help you. It's going to break it up and bring it up.
But you know what I drink? See, the thing is too. I drink black tea with lemon.
Yeah.
Every morning because, you know, first of all, they say the black tea that reduces chances of a heart attack. And it also hydrates you. So if you dehydrated and you drink that black tea with some lemon in there, it's supposed to, hydrate you. So you won't be sitting there dehydrated and shit like that. And it's good for the heart. So, you know, when I seen that shit on the box, I was like, all right, shit, I ain't drunk a cup of coffee in so long. I've been in there with tea bags and shit like shit. I'm about to drink this tea.
Right on.
I drink green tea every morning.
Mm-hmm. I drink black tea, so it's a little different.
Let me ask you, is that ginseng tea any good? That ginseng tea?
Yeah, but see, the good thing about it is just green tea is just like ginseng tea. It's going to clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
And
so
the good thing
like
about it is, yeah, but you can. But the good thing about it, you can drink it hot. Or you can drink it cold.
Yeah. And it's real good. It's real good with the peas in it, almost slushy. Oh, that's
like
shit. That shit gets little toes.
What it is gonna do though? I'm gonna give you a heads up and a warning now. It is gonna make you piss a lot, but that's just because it's cleaning you up. And then you're going to have the shit for a minute.
Nigga, hate your shit.
So I feel like I got a cold coming, nigga. I'm like, this green tea going to help me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking tonight and in the morning now.
Hell yeah.
And try to cough that shit up and spit that shit out as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it would be cool. Like I said, I drink a whole lot of tea, you know, and I'm talking about like all day. Well, not all day. I'm surprised that right before the show start, I cracked my first beer. I ain't drunk a beer all goddamn day. I'm like, damn, that means I ain't got to sneak off to go to the stove while the song is playing and shit. Ah, that glory. Yeah, man.
Hey, bro.
I got
kind of an announcement to make.
What's that?
Yeah, we really gonna have this True West
Well, hold on.
Herbal coming to you guys next too.
We gonna have what?
That True West Herbal coming soon.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. That's a good announcement. You know, while I got it quiet, let me try something real fast. I wonder if y'all can hear. I'm gonna see if we can hear this. That should be fly.
Now, all I gotta do is find a location in the next 2 weeks, set up a grill, going down.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm trying to see. It's something that I want to see real quick. If I could make this damn.
I will be sending it international when it's done.
Well, you motherfucking goddamn JoJo. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no doubts about you and your the twigs.
Hey, but I need to talk to you after the show, though.
It's all good, like firewood. Hold on. I'm just trying to see something. This should be so fly if I can make this happen. Come on, Beast. Come on, Beast. I'm trying to see if I can play my computer music.
Yeah. I'm just glad God been just blessing me when old boy walked up to me and was like, look, I've been talking to you for years. I'm ready to go ahead and do this. And he was like, look, I'll give you 2 weeks to get with your numbers and all that and find a location. I'm like, shit, okay, I'm going to do what I do best.
I hear you on that one. There ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Shit, motherfucker. Opportunity is opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when it knock, you let it in. If it don't, nigga, sometimes you just got to keep the door closed, nigga. Fuck it. But, you know, I always be saying, nigga, I ain't going to pass up a whole house drunk. Well, that ain't working, so let's get back to this. I was trying to see if I could play a song off of my computer, and it'll come out on here because I got it direct connected, so I should be able to play a song. But I guess not. I'll figure that shit out. Yeah, man. Let me see what the fuck is going on. Something that I want to talk about, but fuck, I forgot what it was. I always got a whole lot of shit that be turning through a nigga head and shit. And I know these motherfucking dumbass motherfuckers is fucking it up for motherfuckers who actually got burners and, you know, nigga, motherfuckers is killing every goddamn body, bro. They killed some motherfuckers, 10 motherfuckers in Colorado, 8 people in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn. They gonna make it to where nigga can't even have no burners. Of course, the motherfuckers gonna say, well, you gotta protect your property, you gotta protect your family and all that old shit. Because that's in the Constitution. We got the right to bear arms. These motherfuckers go and get armed and start shooting up motherfuckers for no reason.
Yeah, but shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? At the same time, they give guns to motherfuckers or pass the law that they can carry and be licensed, and then the wrong motherfuckers you give it to. And 9 times out of 10 be the motherfuckers that be hunters.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they go out there and kill me.
Go ahead. I put it to you like this. If I really felt that way and it's the nigga I want to kill, I'm going to make sure I got a list of niggas that I want to kill and nobody else. Unless they're jumping away, that's their ass. I'm going to get them. That's the way I look at it. Some of like what people do, what motherfuckers be doing drive-by shooting. They don't even hit the motherfucker that they trying to hit. They hitting all kind of other people who ain't got nothing to do with the beat.
Yep.
True.
Nigga, don't be a coward. Nigga, walk up and blast the nigga you trying to blast. And if anybody else got something to say, you can only let them have it if that's what you going to do. But nigga,
well,
I ain't going to be
or pull up and stop the car.
At least. If I'm after one nigga, if I'm after a group of niggas, that's all I ask. But motherfuckers who ain't got nothing to do with nothing, bro. Niggas say, oh, shit, nigga, we cooking eggs. Let me go get some orange juice. They go in the store and a nigga get blasted trying to buy some orange juice. And be like, goddamn.
That's why, you know, like,
That's how it is. That's crazy. They're talking. See, that's what I don't understand. They talking about all this shit that's happened in Colorado, Atlanta. Why y'all not talking about all these killings in San Bernardino?
Nigga, L.A. period.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, because the whole thing about it is, when they say mass, now, if 10 gangbangers got shot and killed, they ain't tripping off of that. They don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
You know, unless somebody, it's always one news station that run their ass out there for a lot of motherfuckers get killed and be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we gonna break this news because nobody else is breaking it. So when it comes down to the news, it's about opportunity. You know, it's not about the casualties. So if you got 10 motherfuckers got killed, they gonna show up anywhere. Somebody did. But, you know, it's a cold shot, you know what I'm saying? Because the motherfuckers be thinking it's the gun, nigga. It ain't the gun, nigga. It's the motherfucker who got the gun. Motherfuckers get unstable all the time. Motherfuckers always be like, he was so nice. He never, he bought my kids clothes, did this and all that. Nigga, it's just that one day that you just, it's just that one day that you just feel like you want to fuck something up.
Mm-hmm.
That could be anybody. How many times you heard the police snapping going to kill up motherfuckers?
You ever seen, it's an old movie I like called Falling Down with Michael Douglas. You ever seen that?
Oh, that's my shit, nigga. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
That's one of my favorite movies, man. Hold on, man.
That's one of my favorite movies ever. That motherfucker,
ever.
He was just having a bad day. He was like, fuck it, it's on. And
you
I love that shit. From the time that nigga was on that freeway and got out of his car, it was on.
You know what I mean? Man, see, he had that bag with the gun. He was not playing.
And then the motherfucker got mad because he couldn't get that soda when he went to that store and tried to get that soda. I was like, oh, shit. That's really where it kicked off at.
I don't run around picking and teasing at nobody, you know what I'm saying? And you just don't know. You be that one drop in the bucket, that last one, and you think, damn, you being petty. I was just cranking on you, man. But nah, you was the last crack. You know what I'm saying? I done held in all the rest of them crack. Now I'm finna pull this whole bucket of ass whipping on just your ass. And you thought it was nothing, you know? See? So, man,
I remember one day I was in my homeboy neighborhood and we was kicking and shit. And you know, it was a Crip neighborhood. This nigga got on burgundy. He bellowed down the street. And, you know, we looked at him and shit. But he just looked what wild in the motherfucker. So, what did a little homie? What up, cuz? Where you from? And then we said, look, man, I don't want no trouble, man. Just let me go. You know what I'm saying? Nah, cuz, you gonna tell me where you from, nigga. I know you from somewhere with all that damn burgundy on. Let me go. So the homie, he tried to walk up behind him a little bit. He wasn't real close. And he said it again. That nigga took out his burner and started busting like a motherfucker. And the thing about it was, he was down the block because his moms had died and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he was just taking a walk. So he wasn't trying to really fuck with nobody because one of my niggas was like, cuz, let that nigga go, man. Leave him alone. Nah, cuz, he can't really tell me where he from. That nigga turned around and started busting like nobody got hit. And I think really dude wasn't trying to shoot nobody. He was just trying to make a statement. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave me the fuck alone. That nigga, pop, 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 pop. So niggas is, you know, spreading out. And telling motherfuckers, nah, don't shoot back at the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Let the nigga go, you know what I'm saying? He wound up going to jail, because that nigga, he had just got out of jail life. But when we heard, he just got out of jail life a couple of weeks before he started shooting at us. Well, shooting at them. I just so happened to be there. But you don't know what be going through people's mind, man.
No. I had, well, you gonna hear, you gonna hear this song or that, but it was a cat that something happened, his grandma got killed, some shit that happened, and he had took my starter, he had took my coat, and I was like, you know, traveling around the hood, man, hey man, he didn't take it from me, I let this chick wear it, and she let him have it. Then he took it for us. So then, you know what I'm saying, when I caught up with him, he was, something had happened to Charlie and his family. So my homeboy was taking him to the bus station. And I was like, I need to go all in, man. I need to get my jacket back. So my mom, you know, find out. But anyway, he was like, man, the way I'm feeling right now, we're gonna have to do something to me about this jacket. I ain't even trying to hear none of that. It's my coat, right? You know what I'm saying? But he was strapped up, so yeah, I, you know, I had to let it ride. I'm smart, you know, you gotta be smart and know your damn limits, but
motherfuckers be having shit on their mind, cause you know, it's been a few times when I just cracked. And once again, my whole thing is I start thinking about everybody who did me wrong. Nigga, I don't give a fuck if this nigga's a preacher right now. I run up on that nigga in the church. Nigga, you stole my lunch money when I was 8, nigga. That's your ass. You know.
Yeah.
But I never acted on that shit, you know, because...
No.
Whenever I start feeling ill, the first thing I do is turn on music.
Right.
And if I turn on my shit and I hear a few bars, nigga, I start sitting up there rapping with it and all of that stuff, and I'll be all right.
Therapy.
Yeah. If me and my wife is beefing, I turn on some music.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be mad, but I won't be as mad as I was before I turned that music on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, people say music calms the savage beast, and we are beasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what it is. When you start feeling fucked up, especially if you're into music, you turn on some motherfucking music.
That's crazy you said that, too, because you say you don't, instead of going and acting out on it, you just go find another way. Cause the same, the song I'm telling you about, that's what I said. I was like, I let it ride. I hold it all inside, but I probably killed them over 1,000 times in my mind. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is. You know, you got the shit going through your head. Now, this was so many, boy, I tell you. I mean, you know, it, people don't understand. Sometimes little things bring on big problems. So it's been a whole lot of little shit that I be going through, you know what I'm saying? And my first thing I be saying, I'm going to blast this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And if I listen to a couple of songs, I'll be like, all right, don't blast them. You know what I mean? So, it ain't happened, like, recent or anything like that, but it's just a thought that cross your mind sometimes when you feel like you've been done wrong by somebody, or it's this motherfucker, he be going next door. This nigga owe me $60. I want to shoot that nigga so bad over 60 bucks. But it's the principle, you know what I'm saying? You right. Like, nigga, you think I'm some kind of bitch?
Right.
You know. And with us men, that be the worst thing, depending on how you built. And when a motherfucker think you a bitch, you gonna be like, what, nigga? That's my set off word. A nigga say bitch ass nigga, I'm whooping your ass. Mm. So I'm gonna make a hell of an attempt. But those are things when men don't like to be called. Don't call me no bitch. You know what I'm saying? Don't say bitch ass nigga. Don't say none of that to me.
Yeah,
because
that's places.
I set your ass
certain
off.
Certain places that you go, like you go, you know what I mean? Like it's certain dialects and certain places where people play a certain type of way, and it's like, man, you can't just take anybody there to
right.
Like, cuz in the South mean, you know, it don't mean the same in LA, you know what I'm saying? But I be telling these cats, I'm like, man, y'all play them games. You don't come to Cali calling them nigga no bitch. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play that shit, man. You gonna have to show that you think he is right there. I don't know how y'all do it.
Yeah,
that's
well, that's
a trigger
what,
word, nigga.
Yeah, that is a trigger word. Motherfucker say, shut up, bitch, or bitch ass nigga. You could be hanging with you could know this nigga forever, but see, and Cali niggas don't do that shit out here. But some motherfuckers think they so cool with you that they could do that. They could say that. You know? It's like nigga, having a white boy say nigga. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers say that shit. I remember when I was on tour with Tone Loc, you know, we used to let people come up and freestyle. White motherfuckers do, and we don't say no cuss words, don't say no nigga, don't. Yeah, woo, 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 he rapping. Nigga, give me that goddamn microphone. That nigga Tone, that shit used to set Tone off hearing a white motherfucker say nigga trying to rap. Because we did it on every show almost. You know, we let people come up for rap, so we didn't give a damn, white, black, whoever. Motherfuckers, as soon as that white motherfucker get up there, with so many of the motherfuckers say, niggas, give me the microphone, nigga. You out of here. He be wanting to kick him in the ass and shit. So, there's a whole lot of, like, set-off words. That's my set-off words. Bitch-ass nigga or bitch. Call me a bitch, nigga. Oh, I'm a bitch? There you go. But I got a whole lot of set off words, so it ain't just that. You know. But, you know, you just got a whole lot of people who think that they could just go around and say whatever they want to anybody, and everybody ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? You got some shit, motherfucker, be like, nigga just say, nigga, what's up, player? Motherfucker, player make a motherfucker go off. Nigga went off on me because I called him player.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of universal, you know, but, like, I mean, waving, like, niggas ain't friendly exactly. You come ride through the South. Especially black folks, they don't gotta know you. They gonna wave at you, speak, you know what I mean, and all that.
Right.
For the most part, the older folks, but now, you know, even speaking in general, that shit bothered me so bad because I'm like, damn, what do we hurt to say? You know, why we hate each other so bad that, damn, you know what I'm saying? Just. I'm not worried to even say hi to you or whatever. What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? And,
Well, you know, it's like, it's crazy because even with, if I get out the car walking in the store, whoever, if they walking out the store or whatever, I would say, hey, hi, how you doing?
Right.
Hey. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? If I walk past the motherfucker, hey, how you doing? I always do that.
Always. Hold the door. I got a rule. I look back. If they within a certain proximity to the door, I usually hold the door for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly. You know, so.
If they don't say thank you, I'd be wanting to slam it back on their damn ass.
Oh, man. But anyway. Man, it was just one dude I walked by him, and then, you know, I said, it was a white cat, old white cat. And I walked past him, you know, I say, well, hey, how you doing now? And he said, I forgot. He mumbled something under his breath. I turned around and said, well, fuck you there, motherfucker. I'm trying to be polite and speak to you.
Yeah.
Do you know, I saw the motherfucker in the store a couple of days later, and then he looked at me and said, how you doing, man? And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do it. There's been people I went into the store. When I walk in the store, it's just me and the person behind the counter at the store. And then I go, hey, how you doing? And they don't say nothing. I go and get my shit. And then I say, hey, how you doing? And they don't say nothing. I'll be like, fuck you. I just leave the shit on the counter and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it was a time, it was a young, this was a cat, I was at the gas pump. And what's that, bro? A younger cat. You know, he mugged me talking about, man, I ain't friendly. Ooh, ooh. I was like, hey, you know, what do you say? I didn't let it rock, but man, I'm telling you, I ain't friendly. I can be friendly. I am friendly, but I can be unfriendly.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. Unfriendly is easy. It'd be hard to be friendly because I remember this one cat, man. It was crazy as fuck. This nigga, he wanted to do some music and shit. And, you know, we talked on the phone and everything. You know, I made some tracks. He wanted to come through the studio. It's all good. So, nigga, we sitting in there, we vibing and shit. I forgot what I said to the cat, but he goes, well, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to work. I ain't trying to be your friend. I turned around and said, what? Nigga, I stopped that motherfucking music, and I reached in my pocket and gave him a little bit of his money back and said, get the fuck out of my goddamn studio.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He was like, what, man? Yeah. I just said I ain't trying to be friends. I say, it's called rapport. When you fuck around and you doing business with somebody, you got to, you know, I ain't got to be your motherfucking friend, but we working right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Man, I kicked so many people out of my studio, bro. Motherfucker tell me, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get everything done. This nigga trying to tell me how to do my job. So I politely stood up and said, here, have a seat. He sat down. He said, what? I said, you do it. Oh, I don't know how to do it. Well, stop trying to tell me how to do my fucking job. Then it got on my nerves all day. And he came back the next day, you know, and started doing the same thing. I reached in my pocket. I pulled out some of his money and gave it back to him and said, man, we can't do business. Get out. Get the fuck out of my studio. Because people don't understand, you know, I understand that everybody, especially artists, every artist got, you know, they probably used to seeing Lil Joe Bob down the block do it one way. They probably seen Lil Disco over here do it another way, but Scratch do it his way. You know what I mean? So don't be over my shoulders telling me what the fuck I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And we sitting there, we talking, and you said, hey, Scratch, man, put some echoes right there. Okay, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'll put some of this right here, but nigga, when motherfuckers be sitting up here acting like they know what the fuck they doing, nigga, sit down and do it your goddamn self. Yeah. Now, there's been many motherfuckers kicked out of my studio trying to tell me what to do, especially make a track. Okay. If the shit work that you're saying, it works. If it don't work, I'm going to do it my way because you slowing me down by, you know, fucking with me. Let me do what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the cold part about it, like I said, you always got to be careful who input, because they're going to swear that little melody or whatever their little whistle part they put in there, they're going to swear that made the song and should do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a co-producer. I need my co-producer credit. I told him to put the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, nigga, I hear that shit way too much. You know what I'm saying? Way too much. Motherfucker be trying to get they extra DMs in and shit like that because they said a couple of things. I told them to put that in there. You hear that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told them to do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga. Listen to this track to me and Scratch the Dude. I got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem with, you know, collaborating with any rapper or anybody like that. But see, once again, it was like I was talking to motherfuckers. I was telling people the other day, it's a fine line between cocky and confident.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I'm saying? When you come in that motherfucker and you all extra cocky and your shit is really just fucked up, oh, nah, them the wrong presidents. Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, check this out, man. True West Radio, we got about 20 minutes left, man. I'm going to play a couple of songs. We're going to come back and talk some shit. Right now, it's only me and 86 in here. Everybody doesn't seem like they done left the building. So I'm going to play a couple of songs. We're going to come back. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, 20 more minutes. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. And then we'll be back at you in a minute. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, dog, tell him your name. K motherfucking Scratch. By the way, this is protected by the Sublime Prince. The Movement. West Coast Mob. The Messengers. The West Mob Soldiers. With the trees.
Who rolling up in that lap? Who that stepping out of Frank Wade and King Scratch? Still sitting on some old money, talking like a Mac. Always a broke nigga hollering out that we back. You might find Frankie stunting in the sun. Hit my share home run. About 100 battles won. Look, I'm moving money with the mob, so I'm done. I pass the torch to my son, my nigga run. Come on.
I got it. You know I've been styling, yeah, the kids out it. Meditate to make balance, your money childish. I've been grown, I got a dog that'll bite for a big bone. Player, my best friend is cash and a calculator. Haters turn to lovers, so I love the haters. But never mind that, we'll get back to them later. Back to the script, after the chip, back to the strip.
You're witnessing the roll call of the mighty West Mob. Next up, you have me, Dulo, from Compton. And I'm a rock with Ride Out from Sin City. Now you're on the level with some G's. What's my name? Dulo from the West Mob. You already know, look, smelling like some Jim Dog all up on the plane. Call me OG, I've been the rider in the game. Still something from a diamond mine on my train. Still the police be asking if a bang, hell yeah. And now they working with the feds. Word is, I take my death now, I'm back from the dead.
Look, it's Ride Out, but you can call me the Golden Child. Frank Wade hit me for the track, I had to hold it down. Couple pre-rolls with me before I stroll around. Bought my money 24-7, just like my hometown. Focusing on the finish, cause it's a long race. Can't be on the right path, going the wrong way. So while the long face, we gotta stay on pace. Make it crack all over the world, not just our home base.
Yeah. You are now listening to a master at work, King Scratch, representing the streets of L.A. Next up, Fresh Dollars, Most High, and he's throwing up the dub for the B's and the C's.
I rhyme flawless, black Picasso and white horses. Married the game, my wife gorgeous. $1 million mansion, 400 horses, no losses. Throwing up the W, the mob is full of bosses. Move cautious, move packages for fortune. Thoroughbred before the house phones was even cordless. For the Ford list, my vision clear, no distortion. Killing rappers like abortion.
Hey dog, tell him your name. K motherfucking Scratch. By the way.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, in it for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running, running.
The world simply moves beneath my feet as I travel and proceed from point A to point B and black. manifest my royalty upon those who surround me, because they inhale the words of which that pass between my teeth when I speak. But it is not the world, it is my seed, because they all look up to me and wish to be. And so I preach in the nation, me to the side, like the son of the father who died and carried on my legacy with pride. So can you hear me clearly? Apparently not, or else you fear me. Can't you see, like after B and B4D? Or is it because my eyes stay red like bass heads on 420? You don't believe that the words that I speak could ever be worth any. Well, my mind is 900, the world is only 450, and my tank is going empty. I'm running on pure envy, so it's apparent someone hates what I have to say with much interest. It seems again the future has failed to go as I planned it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, in it for the lavish life. Forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on. So I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running, running.
Issue play back in the Maybach. I lay track like A-Track, ASAP. Been like this is way back, ain't that? Right wave like wave caps. Me and my day ones in state camp, state camp. As I lay in these shadows and overcoming these battles, my attitude's never lateral. I spiritual magnitude inspired the radical, tactical, manifest the supernatural. I will remain powerful. I meditate, regenerate for an hour full. Taking these steps like I'm ladder proof. This one's magical, killing these rappers in every avenue. Discipline still doing drills like a power tool. Using this gift till a catapult. Rolling up spliff tattoos on my battle wounds. Ain't shit changed but my attributes. Mechanical, psychopathic, passed straight from the avenues. With attitude compatible or capital success. By interest, I'm raising the altitude. Passion I include, pursue opening views of my music visions, enhancing my new revision.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for that lavish life. Forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on. So I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running.
Shot out of cannon, trajectory damage planets. I'm savage, no need to ravage these average rappers outlandish. My mind's inception, no half stepping, better come correct when you in the presence of the Lord's blessing. Get the message, I came to get it, my frame fitted, the shuttle's lifted. Heavenly gifted, you see class, I'm Lorenzo Kitted. For what you wish for, no need to list smoke. Before you wake up one day carrying the devil's pitchfork. I sure can't kill cancer, definitely not AIDS. But what if my words can pierce through and free the slaves? Joshua to Jericho, Mandela to motherland. I'm something terrible, hot as Sahara sands. I bring pestilence on the vocal track, I am prolific. You making moves, but cannot pivot, you do not live it. My raps are black and gifted, better get lifted. Crush your rap style to powder, cut it up and sniff it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running.
Some of that came my pocket full shit. Hell back like I was fucking in school. I'm teaching shit, but it's always to a goddamn fool. Everything'll be cool. Then here comes jealousy and envy. If I was tripping, thinking they could get me. I keep them moving like a U-Haul truck. And come climbing out the door when they think that I'm stuck. Never again am I rolling with niggas who ain't rolling with me. That's why I got my own company. Tired of doing shit that ain't going no place. I ran a real slow pace. Messing with G's, that's lowercase. Doing shit the way it's supposed to be done. I tolerate zero, competition is none. Dealing with niggas doing everything wrong. That's why I decided that the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone. The king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone.
seen a lot of niggas shit crumble to dust, because they always using I and not us, even though we are the ones that's making the hit. Three strikes, I'm out, I'm calling it quick, because I don't kiss ass and I'm not a yes man. Every time I bust, they gotta reconstruct the plan. I'm that motherfucker that be holding the weight. Get in before the money and get out before it's too late. I don't bullshit nobody, always dedicated, and treat my niggas like we're related. I'll be that same nigga that you met the first time. I won't change up when my status start to climb. Leaving situations like I'm leaving a bitch. When I blow up, don't show up when a nigga get rich. You can't realize a good thing until it's gone. My back's against the wall, that's why the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got with everybody, so the king stands alone. If I was selfish, I could do this all by myself. I could rap and produce, I don't need nobody else. That's not the biz, I got faith in my niggas, and I'm gonna pull them out, any hoes that he did. If it's out of kindness, they don't owe me shit. All them self-centered niggas is the ones that I stop fucking with. And what they want, and that's all that they need. Trying to get you full off that bullshit they feed. Putting whole dubs on a nickel sack of stress. Only lies and deception made them better than the rest. No skill at all, halfway up the ladder when I kick they ass balls. Put their projects on pause, starting from scratch. Not the next time you try, foundations ain't stable cause the cement ain't dry. Why, oh why, does the king stand alone? Cause I always have a place to call home. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own army, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own soldiers, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I got my own castle, but the king stands alone. The king stands alone, the king stands alone. I'm down with everybody, so the king stands alone.
Don't keep me so crazy. hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Ah. True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday. Day. Game Scratch. And my nigga 86. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. The last of the Mohicans.
The last of the Mohicans. I know we got some people out there listening. A lot of people just like to listen online, you know what I mean? They don't want to talk to nobody and shit. Then it'll be a whole lot of other people analyzing what the hell we doing. Because the initial plan is for us to get over there on XM, or Sirius, one of them radio stations, you know what I mean? So it's been, I heard through the grapevine that it's been a couple of people that's been kind of checking us out, you know what I mean? I just want to, you know, I want to be able to broaden the horizon. And, you know, I know if we are serious of one of them type of stages that, you know, you could be in your car bumping it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man. It's all good like firewood. Like I said, man, we go up. Yeah, we just try to take it up to another level, you know what I mean? And, so having dedicated people like yourself and a few other folks, you know, we step to that plateau, you know, you're going to be welcome there too, you know. I'm trying to integrate all these damn computers and turntables together. I guess tomorrow, you know, I supposed to be doing something with our boy Isaac. I've been waiting for him to call. I wish his ass would have called tonight, because I had something real special for him. But, you know, they was talking about doing a show tomorrow. I told them I could, they could have their show and talk about what they trying to do, but it's been a wild turn of events since last night, so you know what I'm saying? You know, after I got off the phone with you, I talked to, you know, a couple of my folks, and they were telling me some things, and I'm like, oh, okay. That turns the tables real fast, you know what I mean? You know, so I was waiting for them to call, because I'm just going, you know, tell them what I see and what I heard, you know what I'm saying, over the last couple of days, you know, because, you know, you get these people that got this stuff that goes on, and they try to string you along, and then think that you're supposed to jump in with them. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it ain't no guaranteed money involved. My whole thing, everything I'm trying to do is like some guaranteed money shit. You know, even, you know, like yourself, shoot me a couple of dollars for tracks, confetti, and everybody. When the situation comes up, I'm taking all of that stuff and taking it into the people with me. You know what I'm saying? If I got meetings with people that need stuff, they probably won't want none of my shit. They hear what he 86 old, be like, hey, who is that? Oh, that's 86. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We want to fuck with him. Okay. Shit, I ain't got no problem with that. I can put your three toes on there that I got. I can put 100 of my toes on there. They don't like none of them motherfuckers. Do it bother me? No. So that's the thing. It's not like
It's going to be fans. You can trust that. It's fans of everybody's stuff. It's going to be fans of everybody's stuff, man. You believe that? Cause I'm like, damn. I mean, like, man, you know, you keep me inspired.
Well, man, you know, I mean, that's my daily routine. I call it four walls of fun, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't doing no video, if I ain't making tracks or making songs, I'm playing my PlayStation, watching some TV, something, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always rotating. If I'm sitting there making music and the shit ain't coming out right, I just leave it alone for a little while, you know? If I gotta build a computer, fix a computer, or do some crazy shit like that. So I'm always doing something all day, you know. And you know, kind of, that's what keep me happy and busy and keep my mind up for going and committing mass murder sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have motherfuckers to piss you off, but I got something to do. The motherfuckers who ain't got nothing to do is the ones that's shooting up people.
Right. That's real. And everybody yeah. out there, man, before we get up, man, rest in peace to all them that lost somebody, you know, tragedies, you know what I'm saying? That's sad.
Yeah, for sure. Rest in peace to all them, all 10 in Colorado, all the 8 in Atlanta, and even the ones in your hood, you know, the people that you know, COVID, all that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Violence, period, yeah, everything.
Everything, man, because it's hard to lose anybody, B.I., if it's, you know, by somebody else or it's by, you know, just God taking them home, you know what I mean? So True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday, we up out of here. I see you Friday.
Yeah.